Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's trading session. First of all, a look at global cues. Overnight in the US, all three major indexes ended mixed as the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.3%. Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.6%, S&P dipped 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rose 0.11%. Now, this morning, Asia-Pacific markets too were mixed as investors assessed economic data from South Korea and Australia. Now, while factory activity data from India is due later in the day, yesterday's data suggests that manufacturing activity in China and the US expanded in March for the first time in 6 months and 1.5 years, respectively. Now, markets viewed this as an indicator of rising oil demand. China is the world's largest crude importer, while the US is the biggest consumer. Now, oil prices gained in early Asian trade, underpinned by signs of improved demand and escalating Middle East tensions that had sparked a rally in US futures to a 5-month high in the previous session. Brent futures for June delivery rose to just under $88 per barrel this morning. Now, talking about the domestic market, Nifty hit a new high yesterday, negating any bearish views. However, Nifty struggles above 22,500 and the broader markets convincingly outperforming continue. With yesterday's rally, Nifty is now looking at upside levels. So experts say that 22,500 remains a key hurdle for the Nifty, and only a decisive close above that can trigger the next leg of the rally. On the downside, 22,350 to 22,300 levels can cushion any downside, followed by a strong support at 22,200. Another expert said that although the larger market texture is bullish, a fresh rally in the Nifty will be triggered only after convincingly sustaining above the 22,530 mark. Meanwhile, foreign investors remain net sellers in the cash market on Monday, while domestic investors continue to remain buyers. In terms of stock reactions, companies continue to react to their quarterly or monthly business updates as they trickle in post-market hours as well. All eyes will be on Vodafone Idea's EGM today, which is scheduled for 3 p.m., where the board will seek shareholder approval for their proposed 20,000 crore rupees fundraising exercise via equity and equity-linked instruments. Apart from Vodafone Idea's EGM today, January telecom data came out yesterday, so Bharti Airtel and Reliance will also be in focus during the day. Aditya Birla Fashion has announced that it aims to vertically demerge its Madura fashion and lifestyle business into a separate listed entity. Auto stocks will continue to be in focus given they are releasing their monthly data. Hero MotoCorp's total sales slipped over 5% in March. Ashok Leyland's sales are down 4%, whereas TVS Motor sales rose 12%. NMDC will also be in focus as the total production in March went down to 4.86 MT from 5.6 MT earlier, according to the company's business updates. Investors will also track CSB Bank and South Indian Bank following their business updates. Meanwhile, Zomato has received a tax demand notice and penalty order worth 184 crore rupees for the October 2014 to June 2017 period. Well, in other news to track, the Reserve Bank of India will conduct auctions for all central government securities through multiple price-based method from this financial year, which is nearly 3 years after it changed its methodology. Now, tracking global cues, the Indian market is likely to open with minor cuts, with an eye on Bank Nifty, which has in the last 6 sessions gained over 1,200 points. Now, banking stocks will be in focus through the week as quarterly business updates are reported along with the RBI policy outcome. Those were the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues.